This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. There's a horrible story about an illegal here. We'll talk about it here in a second. We're actually going to talk about why your doctor's a crazy commie now, generational gaps with how people see things in the government. Pete Buttigieg is somehow kicking off his 2028 presidential campaign and in extra embarrassing fashion. All that and more still to come on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Another word here, just on arrests and things like that, and the judges and the injunctions. This is from Bill Malugin. The families of two teens killed by an illegal alien who crashed into them while drunk, high, and speeding at 100 miles an hour in Orange County, this is back in 2021, have been told by the state of California that their killer will be released from prison early in July, just 3.5 years into a 10-year sentence for killing the teens who both burned alive. Now, I'm not going to spend a single second more on this story. My point on bringing up this horrible, horrible story is, again, the American right, if it is not allowed to implement its will at the ballot box, the American right will choose a dictator in the future. We will. We will beg for one. Whenever I bring this up, my emails are full of people already begging for one. If Democrats are going to bring in 20 million people in 4 years, and we are told that due process means we can't remove them, if we're told that we have to live like this, with these savages, and that these savages will be protected by our domestic terrorists, which are known as Democrats, if we are going to be told that, then the American right will eventually pick a dictator. I have warned it repeatedly. I will say again to every communist hate listening, I know you've been programmed because you're a mentally ill demon. You've been programmed by the hive mind to think that Donald Trump is a fascist and a dictator and a Nazi and all the other dumb things you believe about Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a puppy dog compared to what you will get if the American people are not allowed to implement their will at the ballot box. He is a puppy dog, a gentle, nice version of what will come. I'm guaranteeing it. I'm telling you it will come. Now, enough of that. Let's play Michelle Obama. I'm sorry. I can't. Just the perpetual state of ridiculous victimhood these people pretend like they live in. Remember, Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama, as much of an America-hating idiot as she is, lives like a queen. A queen. Filthy rich now. Her entire life is yachts and private planes and fancy hotels. That is her entire life now. That's all it is. She's royalty. She's an Obama. And she has this podcast, and this is what she said on it.
We don't articulate as Black women our pain because it's almost like nobody ever gave us permission to do that.
And does anyone care?
Oh, yes. Yes. If there's one thing I can say for a fact, I wish Black women would speak up. Man, Chris? I'm serious. It's the silence that gets me. It's the silence that's deafening, really. It's the Man alive, it's like I gotta shake you to say something. Wow, it's speak up. Oh, were you in the movie theater? I had no idea. I had no idea. Man, I'm blown away. I'm with Michelle. Man, it's time to use your voice.
We don't articulate as Black women our pain because it's almost like nobody ever gave us permission to do that.
And does it?
Yeah, man, the just almost mousy in a way. Almost mousy. Let's do some emails. Hey, Jesse, the more I hear about the stranglehold the left has on all our institutions, the angrier I get about how entirely ineffective the right has been at stopping any of this. Well, that's very fair. And I get, you know, I vent my frustrations on that too about how angry I am at the right. Why didn't you do something? Why won't you stop it? Why won't you stop it? But remember too, well, remember what we talked about at the beginning of the show and what I've brought up several times before. For me, even, you know how passionate I am about this, how much I love this stuff, how much I believe in this stuff. I walked away from two different careers to do this. It's still not my whole life. You know what? I'll tell you something flat out right now. I like my family. I like being around them. I like doing other things, hanging around normal people. I like eating. I have other passions in life, history and things like that. Do you know what I've started to do when I get home? It's like the worst thing in the world. I know that as somebody who, you know, does this for a living, I'm supposed to be on Instagram all day. I'm going live to answer your questions now about the latest Donald Trump. You know what I do? When I get home, I actually put my phone on Do Not Disturb and I set it down. I don't care about your text messages. You're not going to usually find me on social media unless I fire one off and forget. If I go check it, I'll probably laugh at some horribly inappropriate meme that Chris and Corey have sent. But other than that, I'm off. I know, Chris, I know I'm so old. I have other things I like in life. And I want that for you too. It shouldn't be your number one, constantly fighting, constantly political wars and things. It shouldn't be your number. It is important. You should be involved. You should care. I actually judge the people who don't care at all. You know, you wake up, you know, but it shouldn't be your everything. Your the top line on how you identify should not say Republican or conservative or even anti-communist. That shouldn't be priority one for who you are. But we are at a distinct disadvantage because, as I mentioned, it is their top line. Whether they're a Supreme Court justice or a Cub Scout leader, they're a communist first and foremost. Whether they're a husband, wife, Christian, Jew, Muslim, government, whatever, they're a communist first. Pastor, here's a Methodist pastor in Illinois. Is this a pastor first?
Jesus was undocumented. Let me just say that again and let that sink in for just a moment. The very person we're celebrating today, the very one in whom we worship, was undocumented. Jesus was a refugee. Jesus knew what it was to flee in fear and to live as a stranger in a strange land. Jesus was that person.
Is that a pastor? Or is that a communist? Oh, I don't know. He puts on the pastor's clothes on Sunday, but is he a pastor first? Or is that a communist first? You see, you can be angry and I can be angry about the right's inability to stop the march through the institutions. But back to the public library example I gave in the very first hour, I don't expect you to drive by the public library and look at it and say, wow, I should really get in there and push my politics. That's a miserable place to be. Now we have to understand that's how the communist thinks and that's how the communist operates, but I don't want that for you. And I should point out, nor do we have to be that committed to win this battle. We have to be a lot more committed than we are. But we don't have to be like them, miserable all day long. Oh my gosh. You don't have to be like that. I don't want you to be like that. It does put us at a disadvantage, a real, real disadvantage, because it's all a matter of commitment, you see? If you're going to be in a fight, a fist fight, a year from now with somebody, and every single day you wake up and that's all you think about and that's all you train for, and he does it on the weekends, I think I'll go do some training. You're going to win at the end of that year. It's more committed. It's a battle of commitment. All right. I do want to address the why is your doctor a communist story. We'll talk about the generational gap on how people think. Do some more emails. Let's first learn something for free. For free. You see, we played Klaus Schwab earlier. Does this ring any bells to you?
We have state capitalism. On the other hand, we have shareholder or private capitalism. So it's a clash between two systems. I believe that state capitalism in the short term provides a certain advantages.
State capitalism, shareholder, stakeholder, but do you want to know what real capitalism is supposed to be? Do you want to understand it? Hillsdale College will teach you for free. No cost. Hillsdale's offering more than 40 online courses at no cost. You can sit with your kids, with just by yourself, whatever, on your phone and get a lecture series about capitalism, profit and loss and private property rights. And you are going to be so much wiser, so much smarter than you are now. And that's no insult to how you are now, although maybe you are dumb. But go to hillsdale.edu/Jesse. There's no cost. You don't have to be dumb anymore. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also, remember, the communist is constantly seeking out places of power and trying to figure out how he can use that power for the revolution. I brought up the example in the beginning, in the first hour, about that soundbite of Klaus Schwab and how and why they took over corporate America. Because corporate America is powerful. All that money, all those advertising dollars, billboards, and TV commercials. The communists saw that and thought, well, we can use that for us. But that's not even the worst thing they do. They do it with all their government power. And they do it with the licensing process, the education the credential process, I'll put it that way. This is how they ensure only communists can advance through the system. You are going to have to declare your loyalty to communism before you can get those credentials you crave. Here's a wonderful example. This is a headline from the New York Post. I'm a dentist suing Michigan over implicit bias training that says only some people can be racist. Governor Gretchen Whitmer mandated after George Floyd's 2020 death, which declares that only some people can be racist. You see, if you would like to continue practicing medicine in certain areas, well, you're going to have to show your loyalty. No, it's not that you're going to have to show your capacity, your ability to learn. It's not that you're going to have to show that you are supremely knowledgeable about the human body or medicine or whatever. No. Those things, again, everything becomes second. Communism must become first. You see, if you want to be a dentist, you better be pretty loud about the fact that only white people can be racist. In fact, that white people all are racist. No one else can be, only white people. In fact, we're going to make you sign on the dotted line saying that, and if you don't, you don't get to practice medicine anymore. Should be noted, this article I'm reading it to you on the very same day a lower court judge told the Trump administration they must continue to fund DEI. The communists, when he got into power, 4 years of this under Joe Biden, the communists got into power and he ensured that his sick religion would be funded by you. The U.S. government would implement it. It would become U.S. government policy and you would fund his revolution. The Trump administration gets in. They try to stop it. But communist revolutionaries posing as judges stepped up and said, no, you must continue. This is the depth of the problem we face. It's a lot. I know it's a lot. All right. I want to touch on this really quickly. Boomers disapprove of Trump more than any other demographic. This is from the Post-Millennial. It just shows an age gap. It's all it is. It's not about boomers or baby, whatever, but an age gap. The age gap is amazing. Essentially, if you're 70 plus, you probably hate Donald Trump. Now, don't email me and say, Jesse, I'm 70 plus and I love him. This is just a general poll with a bunch of people. If it doesn't apply to you, don't apply it to you. The old Jesse Kelly rule, okay? But why? What's this about? Well, it's not because old people are stupid or anything like that. Neither are young people. Every generation has geniuses and morons. Okay, nothing's new. What does it show? It shows how and where people got their information from and how that has changed over the years. For the longest time, there were only a few major corporate media organizations who brought people the news. We're talking about established newspapers, the Washington Post, the New York Times, things like that. We're talking about established news channels, CBS, ABC, I mean, 60 Minutes, things like that, NBC. The older you are, it's just not a tradition. Again, it's not because you're dumb. You stick with what you're used to. The older you are, the more likely you are to go to those traditional news sources for your information. Well, if that's where you go for your information, unbeknownst to you, those organizations were taken over by committed communists who hate your guts. Now, the information you're getting is all lies. But people generally, I'll give you this example. In radio, they're always talking about ratings and what's your ratings, but it's not just your ratings. It's what's your rating with this particular group, with men, with women, with the age, with the VVV. But they always cite some group. I even forget the number. It was like 18 to 40 or something like that. I never pay attention, in case you're wondering, as you can probably tell. But I finally asked, why do they separate all this out by age? And they said, well, Jesse, here's the deal. After a certain age, I think it was 50, but after a certain age, people don't change their buying habits. They don't change their habits really at all. You eat what you're going to eat. You buy what you're going to buy. You don't buy what you're going to buy. You are really fairly set in your ways. So if you are older and you still find yourself turning on CBS at the end of the night to get the news of the day, well, you don't realize all you're getting is lies. How about that? Here's another lie. I have to have Verizon. I have to, you know, Jesse, you don't understand. I have to have AT&T, otherwise I'll drop calls and my calls are important. No, you don't understand. Pure Talk is on the same network. The identical network. I didn't say similar networks. The same network. I had T-Mobile before I switched to Pure Talk. My coverage got better when I switched. Better. And for half the price? I'm paying half what I was paying before? For $25 a month, you get unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data? Man, come on now. Plus, when you dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, you save an extra 50% off your first month? That's crazy. Switch to Pure Talk. You don't need those other companies. Pure Talk loves you. They love your values. They share your values. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. Neera Tanden, you probably remember her. You can't get her out. She's one of these system guard-carrying members of the system. So she's going to drift in and out of every Democrat administration. She goes back to the government. And then as soon as that administration's gone, she runs to some part of the system to get paid. And that back and forth. You understand how it goes. But she can't change her communist ways, you see. They're going to talk over each other, which I hate. So there's going to be a second or two here where you don't hear what anyone's saying. But what you need to understand is this is a panel on CNN. And during this argument, she looks at somebody and she just tells a flat out black and white lie. Up versus down lie. She doesn't shade the truth. She looks. She lies. But that's not the important part. I'm not playing this to make fun of her. This is for you, and this is for you when you debate communists, because she does what she's been trained to do. You lie. You drop crazy accusations out there. You lie. They do this for a reason. Now, listen to this and tell me, did she win or did she lose?
You know, conservatives, Republicans have voted against those very ideas in Congress. The child tax credit was opposed by every Republican, including Mike Wallace.
But you as a Democrat also strongly.
You voted against the reconciliation bill that had actual child care in it. You did, and the child tax credit.
When did I vote against that?
You voted against it way back in 2022.
I wasn't elected until 22.
Well,
so I didn't come to Congress until 23, but thank you. So
I'm not lying. Every Republican voted on the bill.
And I have supported the child tax credit.
Did you hear the end? She looked at this guy, told, again, it's not a shading of the truth. She told a black and white lie, lied, threw her teeth about it. He called her on it. But then at the end, I support the child tax credit. In the end, he failed. And she won. You may think she lost there because she got proven to be a liar. She's supposed to be a liar. The communist is trained to lie. That's how he's trained. They believe in it all the way. You don't get in trouble for lying when you're a communist. You get in trouble for telling the truth.
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
She got him defending himself. She got him in the end. Well, no, I actually support she won. That's not about her and him. I don't care about either of them. It's about you. Do not let the communists, when they lie, when they call you names, do not let them get you to start getting off of your argument. So when they call you a Nazi, if you start I'm not a Nazi. I love Jewish people. Or something. You lost. Period. The second you start defending yourself, the second you start playing defense, you lost. Now you can call them on their lies, but don't call them on their lies and then capitulate in some way. No, that's not true. You just lied. Well, no. That's something a Nazi would say. No, don't. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the lie you just told. Well, yeah, but you lie all the time. Nope, we're talking about the lie you just told. Remember that when you're dealing with these people. Hey, Jesse, longtime listener. Had a good conversation with my oldest son today regarding all the trans education and LGBTQ pushed on school-age children. As it reflects on the left, why is it that is such a popular agenda for them? I'm a Christian lifetime Republican. I thought they were just stupid. Okay, so why is that such an agenda for them? What is it about all the LGBTQ demon mob stuff that they love so
much? Why are you gay?
What is it? It's not politically popular. Especially the men and women sports things. It's the biggest political loser. What is it? Okay. Well, let's talk about this. What is the true enemy of communism? What is it that they can't overcome? Doesn't matter what they do. Strong nuclear families. Strong nuclear families. And this has been proven in every country. It crosses demographic lines, religious lines. When you come from a strong nuclear family, the chances you will succumb to communism are very, very small. And if you start your own after that, because one thing leads to another, if you start your own after that, very, very small. Those people generally are the enemies of communism because you have a different set of values. You have a different set of loyalties because the family will, of course, come before the government, it come before the state. If you had a country of strong family units, there'd be almost no communism, none whatsoever. Well, the communist knows that. Remember, the communist goes after the root of his problems, the roots. We tend to focus on the bright lights instead of going after the roots. We focus on the branches and the leaves. It's the roots that actually matter. Well, the communist understands, what if I just shatter families? What do you think feminism was all about? Making women unmarriable, miserable and unmarriable. Well, if she doesn't ever get married, if she doesn't ever stop being bitter, I'm not saying married, you don't have to get married, but if she doesn't ever drop the bitterness act, I hate men, well, she's going to be a Democrat forever. When it comes to families themselves, children, you see, what kind of sick demon would want a young girl to chop her breasts off? Would want a young boy to chop off his penis? And they're doing this across the country, thousands of cases. Who would want that? Why? How could anybody be that gross, be that demented, be that evil? How could you want that? Well, set aside your morality, because again, stop assigning your morality to them. They don't share it. Set your morality aside. Look at it from a purely political, a purely powerful point of view. If I took a 15-year-old little girl and she was raised in a wonderful home with a dad and a mom, she was raised in a loving home, she has values, a value system, she's going to have demands of the man she will marry one day, she will have standards, and she has a desire because of the family she came from to start her own family one day and make her own home. Let me ask you something, again, purely political. Where's she going to vote? Who's she going to vote for? Where's she going to go that direction? You know. Now, take that exact same 14-year-old girl. Let me go ahead and play to her worst insecurities, mess with her developing 14-year-old mind. Let me convince her that she was born in the wrong body. Now, let me drag her through a bunch of psychiatric treatments, get her on some of those kind of drugs. Then eventually, let me drag her into the surgery table and mutilate her body beyond recognition. Now, I've got her hooked on pharmaceuticals for the rest of her natural life, mental and physical and otherwise. She's physically mutilated. Who's she going to vote for? Where are her loyalties going to lie? The shattering of the American family is central to communism. Not American, I made that way too narrow. Shattering families is central to all communism, all of it. They always try to break up the home. They always have, always will. And the LGBTQ demon mob agenda is central to that. That in feminism is an attack on the nuclear family, because the nuclear family is the building block of a strong society that will always reject communism. That's why. Now, a couple more things. Let's talk about this Russia-Ukraine thing. Hang on.
I've got an animal inside of me.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of The Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also, do not forget that black women in America have been silent for too long.
We don't articulate as black women our pain, because it's almost like nobody ever gave us permission to do that.
And does anyone care?
Yeah, nope, just dead silent. Dead silent. Okay, so I realized, because I've got some emails about this, that you're worried about the Ukraine-Russia thing getting bigger. Well, I can't calm your fears about that. I don't know where it's going to go. Trump today said Zelensky's putting out inflammatory rhetoric, and he also warned Vladimir Putin today. Russia did a big attack last night. It was something like 13 people died or something like that. And he said, Putin, stop. And it's okay, it's back and forth, it's back and forth, it's back and forth. Here's the big picture of what's happened. You know, Putin invaded Ukraine because he wants the valuable portions of Ukraine and all that. We went through the whole background of the whole thing a long time ago. I'm not going to go into all that again. But Putin believes that Russian-speaking part of Ukraine should be his anyway. It's the profitable part. It's the one he wants. He grabbed it. He took it. The United States of America, in conjunction with the UK especially, they also want that very profitable part of Ukraine. There have been all kinds of financial investments and things like that there. Well, the United States of America decided under Joe Biden to flood Ukraine with weapons it needed to defend itself, trying to stop Vladimir Putin. Of course, Lindsey Graham and those types love this whole thing too. But Ukraine would have collapsed a long time ago without our supplies. But we got them hooked on that drug that is America. The drug that is American money, American missiles. Remember, you, while you have not been able to afford groceries, have been paying for the retirement of Ukrainian government people. I'm not making that up. It's true. Now Trump steps into a situation he wants the fighting to stop. But now both sides are completely belligerent. Russia is belligerent because they're freaking Russia. They always are. Ukraine's belligerent because Zelensky's been so puffed up by the entire world for the last 3 years. He's gotten so used to endless American munitions and things like that, that he believes, I mean, he doesn't care about a bunch of people dying in Ukraine. He's not dying. He believes he can keep this up forever. Trump is getting frustrated because they're not agreeing to hash out a deal. Trump is a deal maker. He's very, very good at it. Trump wants a deal done. He considers both sides quite unreasonable at this point in time. And so to solve this problem, it probably is going to require the thing that I don't know if Trump is willing to do. And I'm not saying he's not willing to do it. I don't know. But it's going to involve us walking away. And nobody likes that option. Because if America walks away, Russia's going to win. Ukraine's not big enough. They're not powerful enough to fight off Russia. That's just kind of how the cookie crumbles. Trump doesn't want to just walk away. He sees himself as a peacemaker and a deal maker. He wants to end it. So he keeps trying to come up with these agreements, and Ukraine will agree, and then they'll disagree, and Russia will agree, and then they'll disagree, and I warned you many, many times before that this thing may go on for another 10 years. This thing, it may very well blow up into something even bigger than it is now. It's a lot harder to stop a war than it is to start one. To start one's relatively easy. Mobilize the troops, march across the border, start blowing things up and killing people. De-escalating from there is very difficult. And in order to do it, we might have to cut bait. And that would involve Zelensky alone, because Europe doesn't have what it takes to back him and have them stand up. They don't have the military capability of doing so. And they probably don't have the willingness to do so when they're still buying energy from Russia. It's a horrible state of affairs. I don't have anything good to say about it. It's terrible. It looks like it's going to remain terrible, but it's not as terrible as the hiring process right now. Honestly, that's maybe even worse than what's going on in Russia, Ukraine, trying to find good people. How do you do that? It's such a nightmare. You set up an interview, they don't show, or they do show, and he's got a teardrop tattoo on his face. He's out. Well, you know how you can eliminate the teardrop tattoos? ZipRecruiter has ZipIntro. Here's what ZipIntro is. By the way, you get to try this for free. You post a job today on ZipRecruiter. Tomorrow, you have video calls lined up. Back-to-back video calls with candidates who've signed up. We're talking quick video calls so you can immediately, oh, that I liked her. Let's bring her back in again. Oh, not him. I saw the teardrop tattoos. Do you want to try that for free? It's the hiring site people prefer the most for a reason. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse and try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. You post jobs today, you get to talk to qualified candidates tomorrow. Finally, before I get to headlines, remember the ladies who went into space on the space ride? Apparently, they're still getting quite frustrated by the response to it. Apparently, they're not getting all the accolades they thought they would get. They're getting widely mocked by everybody. And so I'm here to tell them what happened, because I understand what happened. Have you ever had your song come on in the car when you're driving, cranked up the volume and started singing pretty loud? Have you ever danced in the shower while the music was on, maybe in front of the mirror when no one was looking? You sounded good, didn't you? You looked pretty good. Look at my moves, didn't you? You didn't sound good, and you didn't look good. But what happens is, when you get in your own echo chamber, you can convince yourselves of things that's not real. This definitely happens with women in music. When women hear music, it just does something inside of them, and they'll start singing and dancing together, and they're convinced that everyone's enjoying it. Nobody's enjoying it. In fact, everyone wants to die who's around you. This group of women, they got together and they convinced themselves that they would be heroes if they spent hundreds of thousands of dollars and took an 11-minute ride into space. The problem is they didn't ask anyone else. That's what happened.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Dick Durbin, number two Senate Democrat, won't seek re-election. Everyone's praising Dick Durbin for this, when here's the reality of it. When an Illinois politician retires, they're not retiring per se. They're getting ready to go to prison. Oh, speaking of which, Illinois Governor Pritzker acts against El Salvador over Kilmer Abrego's detention. A reminder that communism is international, like we talked about, and they always see themselves as international. We've run out of time. It's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday tomorrow. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.